Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about DeFi Angels, VC firms back $2 million round for data provider Dune Analytics. Parity upgrades Polkadot's underlying tech to make custom blockchain building easier. This Ethereum startup is building a DeFi firewall for institutional investors. Crypto hedge fund looks for $50 million to buy DeFi tokens amid market pullback. Origin debuts OUSD, a stablecoin that works like a savings account. Now let's get started. DeFi Angels, VC firms back $2 million round for data provider Dune Analytics. Ethereum data firm Dune Analytics, which has stood out from the pack for its focus on decentralized finance DeFi projects, has raised $2 million from a mix of seasoned crypto investors and DeFi angels. Announced Wednesday, the seed round was led by Dragonfly Capital and included Multicoin Capital, Coinbase Ventures and Digital Currency Group, the owner of CoinDesk. The list of angel investors in the round included the likes of Compound's Calvin Liu, Mateo Leibowitz of Uniswap and Aave founder Stani Kulichov. Yearn creator André Cronier, who also participated in the round via a non-dilutive grant, said for the record that Dune has been a lifesaver. Frederick Haga, Dune Analytics CEO and co-founder, said Cronier of Yearn didn't want a stake, but simply wanted to support the project. That was pretty amazing, Haga said. I think that type of gratitude and support with no strings attached is amazing. I think you wouldn't find that in any other industry. The Dune Analytics team, based in Oslo, Norway, attributed its success to being open and community-driven. It's kind of like a GitHub type of product where you have collaboration built in, but it also has more of an end-to-end product experience where you can create charts and dashboards, Haga said of his firm's flagship offering. We give people access to the whole dataset and they can build on each other and instantly share what they're doing. I think that offers powerful insights and details into how these systems operate. Armed with the new funding, Dune will be making the service easier for users to interact with each other and lowering the bar a little to engage more with non-technical users. There's so much low-hanging fruit that we can grab, it's great to have the bandwidth to do it, Haga said. In addition, the two-man team of Haga and co-founder Mats Julian Olsen will be hiring more staffers across Europe to work remotely and help deal with the thousands of analytics calls being fielded and a 10% growth in visits to the website each week. It's been quite crazy, Haga said of DeFi's accelerating insanity. We try to catch enough sleep, but otherwise it's pretty much around the clock. Parity upgrades Polkadot's underlying tech to make custom blockchain building easier. Parity Technologies has released the second version of its blockchain building kit, Substrate 2.0, according to a blog post shared Wednesday with CoinDesk. The new release gives developers additional tools to customize a blockchain precisely for your application or business logic, the post reads. Parity Technologies is the developer of the Polkadot blockchain with ambitions for developing a Web 3.0, undergirded by a meshing of various blockchains. The centerpiece of that multi-blockchain vision is Substrate. It acts as a tooling kit for developers making their own blockchains with Polkadot also built on Substrate working underneath as a communication and economic layer of sorts between Substrate-based blockchains. For example, Parity Tech's Canary Network Kusama and security token platform Polymesh are two Substrate blockchains. Both chains should be able to communicate with each other, if everything pans out as co-founder of Parity Tech Gavin Wood foresees. Substrate 2.0. the new release adds a few core functionalities as Polkadot continues rolling developments after its May debut, said Parity Technologies head of public affairs Peter Morick to CoinDesk in a phone interview. Most importantly, the code shipment includes 70 composable modules for blockchain architects to plug and play various design ideas. Parity developers call these modules palettes. For example, palettes exist for managing an on-chain developer treasury or for allowing smart contracts on a Substrate-based blockchain to speak with the Ethereum Virtual Machine, EVM. Substrate 2.0 also includes modules for bringing off-chain data onto the blockchain using what it calls off-chain workers. These remove the burden of intensive processes and massive datasets from specialized nodes on the network, and communicate with the main chain to ensure all network participants are kept up to date automatically. Addressing what is generally referred to as the Oracle problem, these off-chain workers help bring data from the real world, such as prices or temperatures, onto a blockchain and are ideal for Internet of Things, IoT, devices or real-world data inputs via oracles, the blog states. This Ethereum startup is building a DeFi firewall for institutional investors. As decentralized finance DeFi balloons to a roughly $10 billion market, infrastructure builders are coming up with ways to reduce the associated risks. Announced Wednesday, wallet and custodial technology provider Trustology has added a DeFi firewall to its suite of institutional investment tools. The firewall is basically a set of rules or filters selected by a fund, specifying which DeFi protocols or decentralized exchanges they consider kosher. With DeFi's liquidity mining opportunities driving adoption and demand, investors from a more traditional or institutional background want some of this action. At the same time, they have to be able to show that funds are being managed in as prudent a fashion as possible. Trustology, which is backed by Consensus and Two Sigma Ventures, has already built wallet-native tools to prevent clients from sending their crypto to the wrong address or the wrong exchange, and now this is being extended to DeFi smart contracts, explained Trustology CEO Alex Batlin. A fund might decide it's allowed to use Uniswap but not KyberSwap, for one reason or another, said Batlin. Or they might decide that USDC or MakerDAO's DAI are allowed but not USDT and that these funds are only ever circulated within a permitted set of addresses. Now they can prove to their investors that is all possible. Catering to institutional investors who've remained largely on the sidelines of the emerging yield farming trend is something other industry players are also courting. Just last week, the Chicago DeFi Alliance launched a liquidity launchpad program to get informed and professional players into the DeFi space. Certain blockchains have endeavored to protect smart contracts by preventing unauthorized access, and there are several DeFi-primed wallet solutions around today, said Batlin, but nothing that offers the type of institutional controls for businesses to legally operate in DeFi. Next on the Trustology roadmap will be the introduction of DeFi notifications, Batlin said. This is an automated system to deal with DeFi events, such as when a fund manager has placed a lot of collateral in a particular smart contract and the price of Ether, ETH, has gone up or down. One of the problems with blockchains is the lack of a notification service, so you have to be constantly monitoring the blockchain to figure that out because if you don't, your positions can get liquidated, said Batlin. We can either send you the automated notification through webhooks or email alerts. Further down the road, the plan is to introduce DeFi flows, Batlin added. So we can pick up that an event has happened and have an automated response to that. For instance, when some event takes place, a broker might want funds automatically sent to Aave to be interest-bearing. Baton said both of the upcoming products would be released in 4 to 6 weeks. So, if institutional DeFi is a thing, what form is it likely to take? It's more family office and very alternative, and they're looking at 10% to 15% allocation, said Batlin, adding, We've signed up 5 new funds in the last 2 weeks and they were all guys from the traditional space who had set up crypto funds to focus on DeFi. So it's more about fragmentation than traditional funds allocating. Crypto hedge fund looks for $50 million to buy DeFi tokens amid market pullback. The cryptocurrency money manager Panzora seeks to raise up to $50 million for a new hedge fund to buy digital tokens associated with the fast-growing decentralized finance DeFi sector. DeFi is a segment of the blockchain industry consisting of automated lending and trading platforms that aim eventually to displace banks and Wall Street firms. But in a sign of just how fast-moving and fickle digital asset markets can be, the new fundraising effort is getting underway just as prices are tumbling for some of the leading DeFi projects, including Yearn, Finance and Aave. This has got the potential to really change the way finance is carried out, Panzora CEO Gavin Smith said in an interview. DeFi projects, often referred to as protocols and mostly built atop the Ethereum blockchain, have soared in popularity this year. It has been fueled by the yield farming craze that encourages crypto traders to sock digital assets into the trading and lending systems in pursuit of high interest rates, token rewards and fast gains. Dollar-linked tokens known as stablecoins can fetch annualized rates up to 20% through Yearn Finance, versus 0.01% for a savings account with JP Morgan Chase, the largest U.S. bank. Collateral locked into DeFi projects surged to $13 billion earlier this month, according to DeFi Pulse, a 20-fold increase since the start of the year. Big cryptocurrency exchanges like Binance and Coinbase have rushed to cash in on the trend, listing DeFi tokens while acknowledging that a growing share of market volumes might eventually migrate to decentralized trading platforms. But just in the past week, the trend has reversed. Total collateral in the systems has declined to about $9.5 billion. And as prices tumbled for Bitcoin, BTC, the largest cryptocurrency, and Ether, ETH, the native token of the Ethereum blockchain, DeFi-affiliated tokens fell even harder. Aave, a decentralized lender, saw its LEND tokens fall by 12% during the 7 days through Tuesday, according to Messari, a cryptocurrency data firm. OMG's OMG tokens have plummeted 54%, while Yearn Finance's YFI tokens are down 29%. It's been an absolute bloodbath, Messari analysts wrote Tuesday in their daily newsletter. DeFi's casino summer could be coming to an end. Cryptocurrency analysts say DeFi systems are likely to grow over the long term, though short-term risks are high in the nascent market, and many of the digital tokens are so new that they can be difficult or even impossible to value using anything resembling traditional financial analysis. Chainlink, a so-called blockchain oracle that supplies price feeds to decentralized protocols, is the top-performing digital asset this year among those with a market value of at least $1 billion, climbing more than fourfold in 2020. And that's after a 45% decline just this month. We expect the market to be volatile in the early years, Smith said. While there is great potential, there will inevitably be setbacks along the way. Panzora's new hedge fund, based in the Cayman Islands and scheduled to start trading on November 2, will primarily buy tokens listed on big centralized cryptocurrency exchanges rather than from the roster of decentralized, automated exchanges assembled by DeFi developers. Smith, a former metals pricing analyst for the Singaporean commodities trading firm Trafigura, says that's primarily because few, if any, decentralized exchanges can guarantee sufficient compliance with anti-money laundering rules, and also because a token listing from an exchange theoretically implies some level of vetting. We have to offer it as a conventional hedge fund that invests in these protocols, Smith said. Origin debuts OUSD, a stablecoin that works like a savings account. Peer-to-peer commerce company Origin is announcing Origin Dollars, or OUSD, a stablecoin whose reserves leverage decentralized finance DeFi, so that balances grow wherever it resides, no staking or account required. One thing we've all seen in DeFi is a much smaller audience gets it. The barrier to entry is much higher, Matthew Liu, Origin's co-founder, told CoinDesk in a phone call. We want to make DeFi much more accessible. OUSD will be backed one-for-one by the three big stablecoins on Ethereum, Tether's USDT, Circle and Coinbase's USDC and Maker DAO's DAI. Users can mint OUSD by depositing any of those three into Origin's new app, or they can just buy it on Uniswap. Either way, the OUSD will just start growing in their wallet, no further action needed. Multiple times a day you should be able to see your balance increase, Origin co-founder Josh Fraser told CoinDesk. On the back end, Origin will take deposits and start yield farming them in different protocols, starting with the DeFi Money Market Compound. Returns will be driven back into OUSD, minting more OUSD that will be distributed proportionally to all the wallets that have it. The company will be able to further boost yield by taking any tokens earned through liquidity mining, converting it to one of the three stablecoins and supplying that to the pool as well. As of this writing, those three coins have an annual yield of between 0.5% and just under 3%, though that does not factor in liquidity mining, which can be tough to calculate. To start, the team expects returns to be in the single digits as its compound deposits earn both yield and fresh comp. Other pools will be added as OUSD grows. Origin's three initial strategies are yields on deposits for lending, fees in automated market makers and growth token mining. To get OUSD started, as a company, well put in probably a few hundred thousand, Fraser said. As time passes and we feel more confident, well put in millions of dollars. He said the firm is also talking to different entities about adding to the pool and minting additional OUSD. On brand OUSD, Origin raised $3 million in a round led by Pantera in 2017 and then sold $6.6 million worth of its OGN token in a sale on CoinList in 2018. Aimed at disrupting companies it describes as unfairly rent-seeking, such as Airbnb, OGN is used to incentivize people to switch, fully participate in the platform and entice others to join. So why is a company designed around making it easy for people to set up shops where buyers and sellers interact directly, creating a new stablecoin? Liu argued that OUSD fits into Origin's larger vision of facilitating peer-to-peer commerce by removing any friction between earning and spending. OUSD will also be integrated into all the stores in Origin's DShop, its e-commerce platform. As noted in the OUSD announcement post, for merchants that have traditionally been skeptical of receiving cryptocurrency payments, being able to accept a yield-bearing instrument that beats traditional savings accounts is a powerful motivator. It should be acknowledged that there is risk here. First, the smart contracts have not been formally audited yet, as mentioned in the announcement post, but one is planned. If Origin ever invested in a pool that somehow went south, such as through a hack or a fatal error, then it would have to remove OUSD from circulation, but that's why it's starting with Compound and expanding cautiously. Liu is confident that OUSD should get to double-digit yields soon. The firm just needs to grow the pool so it can cordon off some of the more exotic strategies into smaller pools, he explained. Origin's yield strategies will soon expand from Compound to projects like Aave and DYDX, moving on to Balancer and others shortly thereafter. Much as Yearn, Finance was built early on to find the best mix of places to store a set of stablecoins. But OUSD is also quite different from Yearn. It's never going to be the highest yield available because we are targeting more around its safety, Liu said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.